Listen to this news. Saudi-France energy cooperation boosts amidst shared decarbonization ambitions. Agnès Pannier-Runacher, the French energy transition minister, emphasized the Saudi-France energy cooperation during her recent interview with OKAZ, Saudi Gazette. Accepting an invitation from Saudi Minister of Energy, Prince Abdulaziz bin Salman, she arrived within the kingdom to underline the dedication of French firms to the energy transition. She drew attention to their participation within Saudi Arabia's major projects targeted at decarbonization and economic diversification, pivotal components of the Saudi Vision 2030 initiative aiming for a reduced reliance on oil. Highlighting the Memorandum of Understanding, MO, signed between Catherine Colonna, the Minister of Europe and Foreign Affairs, and her Saudi counterpart earlier this year, Pannier-Runacher marked it as a significant step towards strengthening the bonds between the two nations, particularly concerning energy. High-level visits have complemented these formal collaboration endeavors. The Saudi Crown Prince paid two visits to Paris while French President Emmanuel Macron visited Jeddah late in 2021. Participation of the Crown Prince within the summit for a new global financing pact demonstrated an international commitment to innovating solutions against inequality, climate change, and threats to biodiversity. Pannier-Runacher's agenda during her first visit to Saudi Arabia as energy transition minister involves wide-ranging discussions with Prince Abdulaziz bin Salman. With Saudi Arabia showing ambitious plans regarding energy transition, discussions aim at enhancing mutual cooperation, especially relating to nuclear energy, renewable energies, and hydrogen. She brought forth the contributions of France to several significant Saudi renewable energy projects. These include the Dumat al-Jandal wind project, noted as the largest wind farm within the Middle East, and the South Jeddah photovoltaic project, which counts EDF Renouvelables among its primary contributors. French multinational energy company Total Energies also recently confirmed its financial commitment to the Wadi al-Dawasir photovoltaic project. With a nod to the growing cooperation within energy sectors, Pannier-Runacher unveiled her intentions to co-chair a forum on hydrogen with Prince Abdulaziz, an event that will unite key French and Saudi players within this field. Anticipating the 2023 UN Climate Change Conference, COP28, to take place in Dubai, Pannier-Runacher highlighted the importance of acknowledging Saudi Arabia's vital role alongside the COP's chair, the United Arab Emirates. Their united front will aim at setting new goals for reducing greenhouse gas emissions. She concluded by praising France's pursuit of carbon neutrality and recognizing Saudi Arabia's initiatives, like the Saudi Green Initiative and the Middle East Green Initiative, aimed at a commitment to carbon neutrality by 2060. Through the France 2030 plan, France aims for the revitalization of its nuclear industry, production acceleration of low-carbon energy, and reducing energy consumption. The minister emphasized France's intent to collaborate with Saudi Arabia towards achieving these mutual environmental and energy targets, with sights set on COP28 and beyond. Don't miss it. India and China swoop on 80% of Russian oil amid heavy discounts, reports IEA.